A row has developed between the U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and 50 former national security officials, many of whom served in the last Republican administration under George Bush. In an open letter, they predicted that Mr. Trump would be the most reckless president in American history. He accused the signatories of belonging to a failed Washington elite. Earlier, Mr. Trump sought to shift the focus of his campaign towards the economy. The United States has expressed concerns about reports from the Philippines of hundreds of extrajudicial killings of drug suspects by the security forces. Police in the Philippines say they have killed 400 drug smugglers in the last 3 months. One of India's best-known political activists, Iram Sharmila, is expected to tell a court within the next hour that she's ending a 16-year hunger strike. During most of that time, she's been forcibly fed through a pipe in her nose. She says she'll continue her campaign against the security law in her home state, Manipur. Japan has called on China to withdraw from waters surrounding disputed islands in the East China Sea, saying ties between the two countries are deteriorating markedly. The Japanese foreign minister summoned the Chinese ambassador to make clear Tokyo's concerns. Mexican troops and rescue workers are searching for people still missing in the wake of a tropical storm. Landslides triggered by heavy rain have killed at least 45 people since Saturday. Brazilians are celebrating their country's first gold medal at the Rio Olympics. Rafaela Silva, who grew up in one of Rio's poorest districts, won in the women's judo. The Chinese swimmer Sun Yang has won gold in the 200 meters freestyle. The victory comes shortly after an Australian competitor, Mac Horton, publicly accused him of being a drugs cheat. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com。